you have a problem with
the wise words?
Really, in Suarez, we start with such a problem because it's not surrounded on all sides. The top side over here is not surrounded. And therefore, really should be no problem. However, so does Zalman and others take on that the Chor is problematic. Because since it's got an element around the side and at the bottom, so it's like mutton and beremet, it's like inside remet, and therefore, even though only five sides are covered, that is the problem. So Shlomo Zalman holds a big problem, actually, this crock pot. And he says that what one should do is one should put an insert in. That's what we said last week. You put a whole insert in, like a UKD, and it really well separates the thing, that reduces the heat, and it does all the job that you have to do. And that is what you should do to minimize this issa. Rabbi Eliashiv says that what you can do is put bottle tops in. The bottle tops raise this, it sits a bit on top. Or you can put a stone in, anything like that, which raises it. Therefore, you eliminated the bottom side is not mutton anymore because it's not touching the surface of the bottle. Yeah? And you've got the sides that stick up, so you've got quite a big chelik of it which is not covered. That is mutton to do on Shabbos. Yeah? And then we have Rav Osner holds an Eker Havdin, really, so it's a good thing to be machmir, but Rav Osner holds that since it's not covered on this side as well, that's not a problem. That's how we started off. That's what we thought, yeah, when we started off. Since it's not covered on all six sides, therefore there's not a problem. He said, I can't remember what he says, maybe it's better to avoid this problem, but Ikka Hadin, the Boston seems to be married to the hot. Zichra said you can't object to those people who don't raise it at all and leave it normally. And therefore certainly one is allowed to, if someone goes to someone's house where they haven't raised it, Zichra no problem with the food at all, one's allowed to eat that food without any reservation whatsoever. Yeah, that's what we said more or less last week. Very, very interesting. I'd like to speak about another interesting topic today, and that is the topic of putting food into here, wrapped up. Now that's posh. Let's start from the beginning as well. I mean, there's no problem if I've got this over here and I've got potatoes and I don't know what else I put inside, meat and beans and barley, all good things inside here. There's no problem whatsoever. That's fun, obviously. Because we have said the first time the food is inside the keli, it's no problem at all. It's no problem, that is Zikha Poshet. As clear as can be that is Lechera, no problem at all. And no problem at all. What we want to discuss, there's a few things we want to discuss. First of all, I forgot to bring one, it's a rush, I forgot to bring it. Some people, what they do is, they don't want the pot to get dirty. Very clever idea. What they do is they take one of these roasting bags, yeah? And they fill up the roasting bag with a chocolate. And let's say they close out the roasting bag. It's high. Like I said, there's a boil problem. You close at the top, put it inside here, put a lid on top, and that is what they do. Is there any problem with that? The bag is not hatmona, but now you've got the pot that goes around the bag. So you're now being matmin the bag. Yeah, my friends. Yeah. If you've got, let's say this is your cadera, let's say you've got a pot over here like this, put it on the fire, yeah? And you take you take a food and you wrap it up in foil in one layer and put it on top, there's no problem at all. Because that wrapping is nothing. So the plastic bag that goes around your shoulders is equivalent to that, that's no problem. But now you've got your pot that goes around that plastic bag.
You raised it.
So hygiene.
Not the pot. The plastic bag is there for hygiene reasons. But the pot that goes around there now is to keep it nice and warm. So you're right, the hygiene reason will help him on the chonon, which is inside that bag. But now you've got another cover on top of that. It's like the equivalent of this would be, you've got your foil on top of your schnitzel, and you take another layer of foil and put it around there. Can you do that? So lechera, this is a problem.
Is that raised?
Don't make a difference if it's raised. But it's inside the pot. The raising helps that this is raised. But now you've got your... I forgot to bring your roasting bag. It's a shame. You know what I mean, your roasting bag. You know, I know my customers.
But you know, you're
already
being lucky. Look at this.
I shut my bag for a lot. You know that?
That
was left. Yeah. There's a roasting bag, doesn't it?
It's plastic.
Sorry, roasting bag. I changed my words. Roasting bag. Right? I should have brought you one with a... I'll try and remember tomorrow. Yeah, a roasting bag. It's not this. It's plastic. This one. It's a similar idea. It's a very clever idea. It's a roasting bag. You can go in the oven. Very, very hot. It doesn't melt. So you put your trolley inside here, seal it on top, stick it in here, yeah, presto. Can you do that on Shabbos?
Yes.
Right, now I'm hoping one of you will give me an answer. Is there any case where there's no problem at all? Yeah, well, I'll tell you first of all, if the chodder doesn't come to the top, let's say it's not full, this bag, so that there's a big space between your chodder and your lid, then it's not mutma completely. Now, everyone looks at me in double dutch, I don't know. We have to bring some chodder, I think, with it. It's raised, it's posher. If the chodder doesn't fill out the bag, and it's not floated to the top, it's not mashed to the top, then the ferret's not a problem because there's a big gap between your lid and the actual chodder. But mana has to be surrounding all the sides. Once you've got a gap, I'm not sure what he said, let's say someone's got a piece of schnitzel inside here. Allow your luggage behind you, you put it on top of your urn, like this, and then you take a big pot, and you turn it upside down and put it around the schnitzel. That's mutter. Because the pot is not touching the side of the schnitzel. Schnitzel's meat. Now you know, Moshe, that's, yeah?
And
you would be sure, I wouldn't explain it properly. You know what I'm saying? Someone thinks a piece of schnitzel wraps it in foil, that's mutter, because we said there's hygiene reasons. Then you take a pot, and you turn it upside down, and you put it over this thing, you've got a big air space around the sides. That's mutter. It's not good at the bottom, because since the schnitzel, there's a big space between the schnitzel and the actual pot itself, that's not a problem. So who are then the chayra in this pot itself, if you've got your chalant in here, but it doesn't come to the top of the chalant, the chayra should be no problem. The only thing is, that's very risky, because it's...
It's
moist
pebble,
though.
It's moist pebble. The lid on top, even though it's not moist, even though there's a gap, it's been moist
pebble. But there's no problem there. Moist pebble on hatsmol is a problem. If there's no hatsmol, there's no problem with pebble. Now, if I put a lid on this, is there moist pebble now? Chucked all the food, this is no hatmon, just a dish, a chon with just potatoes, nothing else inside it. Potatoes, beans, no plastic inside. Can I put a lid on?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way, there's no problem. It's only this hatmon in moist pebble. If it's not called hatmon, there's no way to. That case of the schnitzel on top of your urn, the heat's right, and you put another kg on top of it, you trap it in, it's also moist pebble. But there's no problem if it's not hatmon. In order for it to be a problem, there must be hatmona in moist pebble. There's no hatmona, there's no problem at all. So the chayra, really, if the cholent doesn't come to the top, really should be no problem. The only thing is very risky is that to give an allowance on this. Sorry? Yeah, it's very hard to know. So a lot of people's cholents, hopefully, they've got quite full normally, hopefully. So if they're quite full, it's very risky to allow this. And the chayra has to be careful. The only eitzah here, I don't know what's the eitzah. What's the eitzah?
You don't know
the bear. Yeah, because.
If it's open on top,
if it's not sealed on top. Oh, I tell you what the eitzah is. I tell you what the Yeah. If you take the plastic,
you take the plastic
and you wrap it around the rim. You wrap it around the sides of the rim. That's all called 1K. Then there's no problem. So you've done two jobs in one. On Motzah, you take the chon out and summers when you serve it. And you scoop it out, let's say, whatever, you take it out. And there's no problem at all on front and Motzah Shabbos. When you finish, that bag is still there, so your cholent pot is clean. I didn't explain that properly. If someone puts the roasting bag inside this cage on Erev Shabbos, and it goes round the rim of the pot, and then he pours all the cholent into that plastic bag, there's no problem at all. Because that's not going to work. It's all like the bottom of the cage. It's all part of the cage. You put your lid on. If you get it only one, be nice and clean. The pot will be nice and clean. I'm not sure you have no problem with carrying out. That is the chayra that eats to do. Chayra, the other eats, you're saying not to tie it up on top. You have to know how close it is. If it's very close to the top, it still might be a problem. Possibly, I don't know. What? Yeah, you have to know how open it has to be. It's very hard to do, because often it folds over. It's very hard to do what you're saying, the Maaser, to make it open. This is a better eight. I mean, it's a good eight, what you're saying, don't get me wrong. I'm happy what you're suggesting. But the Maaser, practically speaking, it's not. I don't know how practically it works, because often it'll cave in. So I don't know how it's going to work. It's an idea, but my eight, sir, I'm not saying it's better, but my eight, sir, this eight, sir, will work in a better way, I think. Yeah. That's number one. So number one is you want to put your chalent pot with the roasting bag and et cetera. Then you've got issue number two, which is also a very interesting point over here.
How can you do it before
Shabbos?
You meant to take out the bag. How can you look at it?
if you want to have it, some happen, put it on the table.
I'll think about it. All right, let me think about it. Okay, right, number two is now, this is also what a lot of people like to do. Also, I wanted to bring a kishka with today, but tell me what people do. If you buy a kishka, and they wrap it up, they say this greaseproof paper, whatever it's called, and then they stick it inside their chont. Now, let's go slowly over here, up on your side. Are you with me? You've got a kishka, which you wrapped up, and now you put it inside your chont. And the chonon goes, the kishka sits at the bottom, falls to the bottom of the chonon. Is that allowed or not?
It's away from the walls of the
butt. Yeah, but it's surrounded by the liquid. What? But that's what's atmana. That's what we're saying. You can have atmana with it. Nah, that's all one dish, that's all one food. But here you've got a kishka, which has got a wrapping around it. Okay, so that wrapping has no, but then it's got all the food around it, all the hot chocolate around it is another wrapping. Well, that's what I started off. Mamid, I started off this year. That's poshut. If a person's got a chalupa, he puts potatoes and beans and everything inside there, that's all one big tafshin. There's no shayla. Here we're talking about, it's like two tafshin. You've got one separate from the other. You've got the kishka in a foil or something. It's a separate thing, and you put it inside here. It's wrapped up. And then you've got the cholent, all the hot liquid which surrounds it. L'chol, that is atmana.
You're not worried about
the
lid going on top,
you're
worried about the lid.
I'm not worried about the lid. Now I'm worried about the actual, the cholent itself is atmana. The solid, the hot cholent is the atmana itself. Who says you can't have atmana with the liquid?
Four shabbos.
Erev Shabbos. But moist, but atmana, the dova, moist of heaven is also even on Erev Shabbos. It won't help you at all, my friend, because even on Erev Shabbos you've got a problem. I think it's a major problem, it's l'chol.
I'm doing it with that.
Yeah, same thing with a piece of kegel, the same thing with a piece of, I don't know what else you want to put in your cholent. You want eggs, you put your eggs with the shells on. I'm going to come to a few things, but you understand, the chayra, let's just work with some svara, this should be a problem. Because your egg, your schnitzel, your kegel, wherever it is, your kishka, is wrapped up in something. So that wrapping is okay because you need to protect it, it doesn't fall apart, that's okay. But the actual cholent which goes round it is now hatsmona.
An egg,
not with a shell. If you take the shell off, then you're right, it's part of the dish. But if you don't take the shell off, then you've either got the egg is enclosed in its casing.
You can't put an orange in your
chon. We've got a few reasons why we put an orange in the chon, but the chon is the same shell. Why not? That's the same shell. Why should we be different? It's a natural food. It's a natural food, but you've got a covering over it. The wrapping comes automatically. The very show me the wrapping.
Yeah, you
can have the egg with it. Yeah, the egg without the shell is no shyly. Yeah, the egg without the shell is part of the dish. There's no problem. Don't panic, my boys. I'm not saying it's not so posh yet. The chayda in svara.
Well, what is the
problem? The chayda, you put your kishka, your kegel wrapped up in. I mean, is that posh? If you take, no, my friends, David, that's posh. You take your kegel, you take out the foil container. And you put it straight into your chalet, there's no shayla.
It's not wrapped.
We're talking about it's wrapped already, so it's independent from the chalet. And now you've got a covering around your chalet.
I want it to be hot.
Every atmana is like that. You want to heat it up, that's what you're doing.
I haven't got it on top.
But you haven't, now you don't have atmana.
It is not edible.
I'm not sure why you're doing it. So here is a very interesting machlokes over here. So some poskim saying, and let me just show you the Oka Shabbos. Oka Shabbos brings over here a machlokes in Sipei Zion. He brings over here. I'm only reading out. I must say I don't really understand this so well, but he brings over here from where is it? Shabbos. See, Tzadi Gimel. First of all, he brings one shit, Rosh Lomazam, and Mutter Litin Be'er Shabbos, the Turk Kadeus Chabin Machel Otto Basakit Bat. Rosh Lomazam allows this. Oin Ya Aluminium, a going Oz, a Kotel Gietzaboy. You can have it all wrapped up inside your cholent. The Ein Bezer Issat Mono. There's no Issat Mono over here. Even though the whole thing's coming out of the pillow, it's Kiddush actually. Even Shlomo Zalman has no problem. I just want to show you Shmish Shabbos, it's in the new one, Pei Zion. Very interesting. So Shlomo Zalman is going to Issan to Svorah. I don't say I really understand the Svorah so well, but Shlomo Zalman says this, and Shlomo Zalman says, Pei Zion. He says you're allowed to.
He's got no holes in the what do you call it at all. It's mutter. He says it's like two different foods, like potatoes and beans inside your pot. So Shlomo Zalman says at the bottom here, let's see if I can find his notes. He says, because one's not being mechaven the hatmin, he just wants the machel to be hot. He's not interested at all in the hatmona. I said, it's a very big chiddush, says exactly. I spoke to one Rav today. One Rav said that, and it's, what?
Simpler than that, you just don't want it to fall apart. He said that.
That's true, but that allows you to wrap it in the first wrapping, but now you've got the cholin around it. I mean, that thing you don't want to fall apart will help you. The chayra, this is a bechidish. So one Rav told me today, that Rav Shlomo Zalman the chayra, and also he says it's a meister bishul. You want to get cooked. But someone said to me, that's only if the food sits at the bottom of the base. So you can say the fire at the bottom is working on the kishka, let's say, which is wrapped up as well, the key, which is wrapped up as well. If it's sitting, floating in the middle, then the fire is not helping so much. Then it's mamish mutman with everything. Then lechor is more problematic. The ma'aser, it looks like Ochel Shabbos is making. He seems to be taking on it. So kula, I don't understand. He seems to be taking on it. It's all right, as far as I can. However, many other possible disagreements. Many other possible disagreements. Rabbi Yashev, Igros Moshe, Rabbi Vosner, many of them disagree with this. And they say if it's wrapped up the food, then you've got a problem of atmona. What is the aid to get around this problem? How can you avoid this problem? So basically what they say, they suggest, for example, you make holes in the foil. Or, I think this greaseproof paper, as far as I know, what happens is the cholent will go through the greaseproof paper, yeah, into the kishka. So he says, if the cholent is going through the wrapping, so it's cooking it as well, and it's getting a taste of the cholent, then we can look at it as one big food. I mean, if it's completely independent, it's sealed up, that none of the nothing penetrates through it, then you're doing a mamasha maisatmona. If, however, though, some of the food gets affected by the cooking, that means you made holes inside your wrapping, and I think someone told me a kishka normally, the wrapping they use for a kishka is automatic, that things go through. Who had it in eggs? It's also normally it's porous, the tam goes through. In many of these cases, there, the chayr will be no problem because it's got a tam of the chocolate itself. That's what a lot of people tie in that case will be mutter. You with me? Yeah? If it's in such a case where the food is getting a taste. Sorry?
You
wouldn't have brought the peel. If it's got no peel on, it's like a potato, you're talking about.
If it has a peel, it goes
through. Yeah, so that's what they're saying. If even it's got a peel on, you can try this out. You can see the mice. Your egg will get brown if you put it in chocolate. Yeah, it goes through, it's porous, it goes through. So you're having an effect on the taste. It's going through, it'll have an effect. Louis Tzu, you've got a hekatimso, where you're wrapping it up in such a way, I don't know how you can do this, but let's say you can do it in such a way where the food doesn't get affected at all by it. Nothing goes through. One is roasting bag, let's say. What? Yeah, so what could then the chayr, that's more of a problem. The only answer then to do would be is to raise the food that it sticks out a bit over the juice. How do you do that? So what you could do is you could tie a string around here, lower it into your thing, hold the bag up, that the bag doesn't sit to the bottom. That would be an answer of how to do it, the chayr. That would be an answer. Okay, let's just make a quick recap of what we said. So the chayr, we spoke about, first of all, we spoke about these roasting bag liners inside, which the chayr, let's say you put your chunks inside there, and let's say the chunks fall to the top and it rises mamish to here, that could be a problem of mamish. So he said the best thing to do is, you have to raise it only half an hour, it's hard to make it like that. The best thing to do is, what's the best thing to do in that case with the chunk? Oh, to put it around the rim, to take the bag and wrap it around the rim of the chunk pot. That way it's much better, there's no problem, it's all part of one cake, there's no problem at all, that's number one. Then we spoke about putting things inside a cholent pot, washing, you've got kegel, things wrapped up. So Shlomo Zalman holds always mutter. All these cases, the mutter is called a meiser bishul. You look at it, even though it's wrapped up in something independent, it's, the tam doesn't go through, it looks like from Shlomo Zalman is making it in all cases. I say, one Rav told me there, Shlomo Zalman is only making it when it sits at the bottom, and the fire is mamish acting on it, so it's cooking it. But if it sits in the middle of the water, it's being affected by the hatmona, it's not, you can't be makel. But it looks like Rosh Hashanah is on the way. Rosh Hashanah means it's always makel. That's number one. And others say that if the food affects the thing that's wrapped up, the moshe zakishka, where it goes through, it's got the holes inside the thing where the time is going to go through. That's much better. Okay, everybody.